Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Mr. Doug Steffen is on the air with the American Family Farmer Program. How do you do? Happy New Year. First program of the new year. Focusing continually or continuously. I have to check with my daughter, the English professor, as to whether it's continually or continuously. But here we are every week at this time going through items of interest and import for family farmers. This program is not for big ag. As a matter of fact, it's the antithesis. If you're new to the program, we're not about big ag. We don't have big ag sponsors. We have a focus on the small family farmer and what needs to be done to help out your situation. That's what the Idea Bank is all about here. And I start out with some of the news affecting small farmers. What bigger news could there be than finding out how at the toward the end of the year, the folks at Farm Aid announcing they have distributed nearly $1.2 million in grant funding as a result of the Farm Aid performances. They prioritize grant proposals from different organizations. They look at how to facilitate farmer-led solutions to various problems which are a focus in our country. That's what the Farm Aid Festival is all about. Organizations that support family farmers, advance equality and that sort of thing. There is a need for us to change the farm and food system in America, and that's really what they want to do with the money from Farm Aid, help the small farmers who are trying to do their best, because Willie Nelson says it really well. The real power of Farm Aid's grants is in the network of change makers they knit together in rural areas across our country. These people are working to build an equitable and sustainable farm and food system for everybody. So good for them. They about $100,000 more this year than last year in aid for those who applied to Farm Aid for that help. The next item of interest here is a focus on a father and son team that have a farm in Wilson County, Tennessee. Their farm is right in the middle of a bypass proposed by the state. They have owned this farm since the family has owned the farm since 1789. There is a proposal to alleviate traffic around Mount Juliet in Wilson County, Tennessee. There are no roads anywhere, says the owner of the farm, Mr. Ligon. The land has been farmed since the 16th century, so why do we need to have, there aren't even any Indian paths, no trails. So why here? Why not someplace else, either up the road or down the road? The possibility of a bypass. How many people have, I would ask this question of all of you listening right now, how many of you have been the focus of eminent domain proceedings? People want to take the highways all over the country. They took lots and lots of fields, lots and lots of farmland to build up the highway system. And farmers have adapted. They've, you know, once you drive all through from New York State all across the country, you on both sides of the highway, whether it's 80, 90, 40, 10, wherever you go, farms on both sides. So I get what they're saying. I get that they don't want to do it, but I also get that they probably would survive. But I kind of am with them. There ought to be a different place to put this, so I have to break up the farm. That's kind of, I think that's where we're going with that. So let's see what happens. Here's a tractor problem, a fire at the Stats Brothers farm outside of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Tractor likely the source. Let's see. This is a farm out on County Highway 50. Fire reported there in a storage shed. Crews from 11 different towns and EMS folks from four different communities on the scene for 8 hours trying to put out the fire. Everything, they had to bring in water. This is the trouble when you're out in the suburban areas. You got to haul in water from other locations because sometimes the farms don't have ponds big enough. You got to get water to put the fire out. Anyway, there were cows housed in a building near the shed, had to be evacuated. The tractor that was parked in there before the fire somehow or other caught fire in the wee hours of the morning on Saturday. Imagine waking up to that on Christmas morning. Anyway, the building's all, the fire went from building to building, destroyed most of the buildings, but didn't destroy any cows. So I guess that's good news. Speaking of cows, this is something that I've been on and will continue to be on, the problems with fake milk and synthetic alternatives and how that's affecting the dairy business in our country. There are 40,000 dairy farms in the United States right now. Used to be 650,000. One of the problems is Big Ag, but they also, Big Ag is embracing some of the things that's made by companies like Perfect Day Foods. They're creating synthetic milk alternatives, and they're using proteins found in milk, but they're not using cows. They're producing milk in a laboratory. So how do you counter that? They promote it as gluten-free, cholesterol-free, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, but it's still, I maintain strongly that it's not milk if it doesn't come from a mammary gland. That's it. And so, you know, they're making a big deal. Perfect Day milk, animal-free. I can't imagine I can see that it would be or could be good for some people who have a lactose problem. And the way you fix your lactose problem, though, isn't by drinking this stuff. It's go out and find raw milk. You won't have a lactose problem if you find raw milk. That's 100% sure. I know that, having been somebody who produced and sold raw milk on his farm for years and years. I grew up on raw milk, and I think that that is why I have an intolerance. I take these lactose capsules whenever I have conventional ice cream that isn't made from raw milk, because that's the only way I can get through it. And I love ice cream too much. So, at any rate, here we are with a focus on what's coming up next. We're going to meet Dr. Talia Young of Fishadelphia, Fishadelphia connecting communities with high-quality fresh seafood from regional harvesters and processors. It's really an interesting thing. I like talking about fishing from time to time. A lot of people haven't come around to realize yet that fishing is an important part of agriculture. So that's coming up next here on the American Family Farmer with Doug Steffen. Right now, a reminder to those of you who are business people, you are a small business person by definition, as you are a farmer, that's a small business. This program appeals to the small farmers and the small farms. So here's an announcement from a company that is out there trying to help people who have five or more employees that stayed open during COVID, that's 2020, 2021, and now are entitled to $26,000 per employee. Go to this website, covidpayment.com, covidpayment.com, $26,000. Yep, you heard the correct number. Up to $26,000 per employee is what you can get by answering a few simple questions. People say, oh, no, it's never as simple as you say it is. Well, in this case, it kind of is. The accounting experts at covidpayment.com will do all the rest. This is a government program, and it came from the CARES Act. COVIDpayment.com, they'll take a percentage of the funds they get for you after they do the work. So, let's get at it. If you have a farm, a small family farm, go to COVIDpayment.com and help yourself to this $26,000 payment per employee. Once again, the place to go is COVIDpayment.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Hold one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake money.
Moving along on the American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen. This week we introduce you to Dr. Talia Young, who's the founder and program director of Fishadelphia, which is a school-based community seafood program. Obviously, it's in Philadelphia. You have a degree in ecology and evolution from Rutgers. So tell us about that. Let's start with that, Dr. Young, the PhD in ecology and evolution. But when my daughter got her PhD, she said to me, Dad, I'm going to teach. I said, okay, that's good. I knew what she was going to teach you. But a lot of people say, well, what do you do with a degree like a PhD in ecology and evolution? So you're going to tell us what you do, Dr. Young.
Well, in this case, it turns out that I'm running a community seafood program. And I think an important thing to know is that before I got my degree, I was a high school teacher. And so in some ways, the things that I'm doing now are a combination of all those things. So I ended up going to school to study fish, but I was still really interested in working with young people.
And what made you? So I was a high school teacher, too, for 4 years. It was a great experience. I loved the experience. And it did push me to do other things. I mean, I was doing other things. I was working the radio at the time, but it got me to think that there are more things to learn, and it sounds like that's your experience too.
Indeed. I mean, I loved teaching, and I also wanted to be able to do other things, and so in some ways Fishadelphia is like the perfect combination of getting to think about other things and also getting to work with young people.
Yeah. Well, you got to teach people about food, where it comes from, that sort of thing. I wouldn't have thought this sort of program would have legs. So that's one of the reasons the intrigue that we had with this was, how does this all work? How does it fit together? And what ideas can we get from you there that could perhaps expand into other parts of the country? So we'll dig right into this. Dr. Talia Young is with us on this week's American Family Farmer, which you can get every week, the podcast, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Back into our focus on fish. Fishadelphia, the community-based seafood program that is in Philadelphia with teacher and activist Dr. Talia Young is here. She runs the program. So where do you get the fish? I guess that's is Philadelphia a big seafood port?
Well, it turns out Philadelphia is an hour from the Jersey Shore, and New Jersey has one of the most diverse and productive fisheries on the East Coast. And so we buy our fish directly from docks and harvesters and shellfish farmers who work on the Jersey Shore. And we're incredibly lucky to work with so many awesome harvesters.
Well, I think the thing that would intrigue people, I think a lot of folks in agriculture don't realize how important fishing has become. If you talk to anybody in any of the big farm banks, about a third of their portfolio these days is invested in seafood, whether they own boats or whether they're loaning people to hire folks to work in that area. So it has become, and maybe partially that's true because our society's pushed away from beef and seems to be more interested in eating fish. And I guess I always wondered, now when it came to the surface, Dr. Young, why it was that we consider raising beef or we consider lamb or any other meat, raising that as an agricultural product. So why isn't it natural that fish be as well?
I think one of the things that's really interesting to me about fish is how it's a really interesting cultural connector between people who might be coming from different places. And that's part of how I got involved in this project. I tell this story about being at a conference, and it was like a local seafood conference, and somebody got up and said, Americans only know how to eat cod and salmon fillets, and we need to teach them how to eat other kinds of fish. And I was like, I think you maybe aren't talking to the right Americans.
Yeah, that could be.
And I was, so I wanted to see if it would be possible. Like, what happens if we connect diverse seafood eaters with local seafood? What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
And does that have the potential to provide new markets for new domestic local markets for local harvesters and also provide seafood for fresh access to fresh local seafood for people who might not otherwise have it.
Well, a lot of people who eat fast food think that fish comes in a square like you get at McDonald's. I mean, how ridiculous is that? When's the last time you saw a square of fish? But yet there you see how processed it is, and that's not seafood as far as I'm concerned. It's just junk food. But there are plenty of places to get really good seafood, and the array is vast. You can look around at any, you know, any good grocery store has lots of seafood. Do we have enough, though? There are some people who are talking about the fishermen, i.e. farmers of the sea, are running out of places to go because we've so overfished. Is that true in that area off the Jersey coast?
I think that it varies a lot depending on where you are and what species you're fishing for. And I think that we live in a place where we have a pretty good scientific understanding of the fish, as good as we can, given that fish are in the water and you can't see them.
Yeah, right.
We have a lot of science to try to tell us how many fish there are, and that allows us to try to make decent estimates about how many fish we can take out and still have fish in the future.
Mm-hmm. What types of seafood, you know, we talk about, and where I am, there's a lot of shellfish, for example.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I want to explore the kinds of seafood that are there and whether it's all, you know, are you just using local seafood or you're bringing stuff up from Florida, let's say, or Maine or out in, you know, the salmon that comes from the Northwest. Let's talk about that as we continue to focus on seafood and how much a part of agriculture it is and needs to be in our consideration. This is kind of a first for us here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Talia Young.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. After 15 ballots, the House of Representatives finally has a new speaker. Republican Kevin McCarthy of California picked up just enough votes to become speaker early Saturday. He addressed the House in a victory speech after making concessions to a small group of conservative holdouts.
Now, the hard work begins. What we do here today, next week, next month, next year, will set the tone for everything that follows.
The final vote was 216 for McCarthy, 212 for Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries, with six representatives voting present. It was the longest House Speaker election since 1859.
I will visit the border myself.
President Biden is headed to the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso tomorrow for the first time in his presidency. Biden will travel on to Mexico City for the North American Leaders Summit, where he'll discuss migration, drug trafficking, and climate change. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, even easy-to-prepare, ready-in-a-flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Second half hour of the American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Talia Young, in charge of something called Fishadelphia, which is a focus on fish, promoting the connection people need to have with eating fish, that sort of thing. I was asking about the types of seafood that are available. Is this a membership group? Is this sort of like a community group that you're trying to expand, or is everybody able to take advantage of this promotion that you're running?
So definitely anyone can take advantage of it. And many people subscribe in advance. So in some ways it's like a community supported agriculture or CSA program, but other people order week to week depending on what we have. So, and it's open to anyone who wants to participate.
See, around here, what we're doing is finding more and more people are getting home delivery. I have a great friend who gets fresh seafood from the coast of Maine. Some of it is local. Some of it comes from down south. But every Thursday it gets delivered, and oftentimes she invites me over for dinner because she knows I like fish. I don't eat meat, so I have to depend on seafood, and there is some of it that really is quite good. The fact that Philadelphia is sort of the first place this has taken place, now that you've got your feet wet, so to speak, how many other people are paying attention to this around the country? That's one of the reasons I had you here, because I want people to hear the story so that they can get involved in it as well. So where are people looking, noticing this?
Well, I think there, in some ways this was based on really amazing programs that were developed first elsewhere. There's a robust network of community-supported fisheries around the country. First one started in Maine in 2007. And then there are other great ones in North Carolina, in Oregon, New England. Ours is the first that works specifically with young people to run the program and also specifically targets diverse populations, in part because I think that diverse populations have really robust relationships to seafood, and that's part of what makes our program successful, that it enables us to sell more different kinds of fish and seafood. And like, we sell a lot of whole fish, which I think a lot of other programs don't, because we're selling to people who, to communities who know how to handle whole fish, for example.
So you mean they become processors, they take it from you and they have to process the fish. The fish is not processed, as a lot of the fish gets processed on the boats these days, depending on where it's going. So if I hear you correctly, that's not the case with all the fish that you're bringing in there and distributing?
So in some cases, we sell fillets to people who want fillets, and in many cases, we sell whole fish to people who prefer to cook their fish whole.
Mm-hmm. And so let's go back to the youth aspect of this. Are the young people working on this? Are they learning about it? Because most of the kids that I know, especially even if they live in a rural area or a suburban area like I do, they don't know anything about fish. The parents don't, you know, they eat meat and they think that the yummy food is a hamburger. They've never tasted a good fish sandwich. You know, nothing better for me anyway. I love a fish sandwich with onion and lettuce and tomato, a little pickle on it. It's, you know, I want one right now.
I think our students vary a lot. I think many of our students, so we run an after-school program at two schools, and many of our students are involved because they want to learn how to run a business, but many of them are involved because their families eat a lot of seafood. We have one student who's family, she says, yeah, we eat a lot of seafood. I think we probably eat it 5 out of 7 nights on a given week. And I was like, this is why you're in our program.
Right.
And she also manages, she runs, we have a WeChat group. WeChat is a social media platform used in China. And so her mom and all of her mom's friends are on the WeChat group. And then she sells fish to all of her mom's friends through the WeChat. And they all also eat a ton of seafood. So I think it's variable. And then we have other students who don't eat that much seafood, and they've eaten a lot more since they've been involved in our project.
Yeah, the website, by the way, for you who are listening and want to get some in-depth, go down into the weeds, it's fishapedia.com, F-I-S-H-A, is that right? Am I spelling it right? P-E-D-I-A.
Fishadelphia. It's Fishadelphia.
Fishadelphia. No, it's... Excuse me, I think we did that wrong, yeah. Fishadelphia.com, hello, duh. All right, so when you talk about bringing people in, learning business tactics in addition to the fish, but this is a great lesson for youngsters, and I wonder, because there's a lot of racial diversity in Philadelphia, how's that play into it? There's a lot of talk these days about racial diversity and opportunity and stuff, so how does that play into this whole landscape?
That feels like a really important part of what we're doing, in part because that's who we're trying to sell fish to, right? And those are the communities that we're working in. And one of the things I think, so the students help to run the business, but they also sell fish to their communities that we wouldn't be able to reach otherwise, and I think the docs probably wouldn't be able to reach otherwise, and that is part of what makes our program successful.
Mm-hmm. Do you do different seasons? Like, the website invites people to sign up for shares. Man, I wish this was around here. I'd sign up for this thing myself. You get people to sign up, and are there different, the fish, some fish is available sometimes of the year and others not? Is that basically, so you do kind of like a CSA, when people pick up the vegetables and stuff, they don't get the same vegetables every week because they're different vegetables depending on the time of the season. Is it the same with the fish?
It's similar, but also, I think, different. So at least here, you know, there's a vegetable season that is primarily in the warm, you know, it's primarily in summer and fall, and then there isn't
right.
that much in the cold months. Whereas with fish, there's fish available year-round. Sometimes it's different species, and what's available is determined partly by the ecology of the species, like some fish go offshore or come closer in different seasons, but also by the regulations, like what is allowed to be taken at different times of year.
Mm-hmm.
But the upshot is that there is seafood available year-round, which is different from ag, from terrestrial.
But do you have CSAs that people can sign up for so they get it?
Yeah.
Is it like a CSA?
Yeah. It is like a CSA. It's a biweekly So people sign up in advance if they want to, and they get fish every other week. And we have a system where people host a cooler on their porch, and then their neighbors can come pick up the fish at their location. Because people used to come to the schools to pick up fish, but schools are closed right now, so now we've developed a system that's based basically on neighbors hosting fish pickups.
I want to know how much you teach them about life as a fish when we continue here. And also, what I do want to know is this business of the playlist that you have on your website. What's that aimed at doing? You had some interesting music there, but how does that play into what you're doing at Fishadelphia? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, as they say, let me remind people listening to this program about the import of keeping your nose clean. How many of you have heard the story? We all know what's going on now. The virus is changing. It's mutating. You may have to get 3 shots instead of 2. You may have to wear 2 masks instead of 1 and all of that stuff. Well, you know, your body is much better protected if the 2 areas of your body where most of this stuff comes in are clean. Most notably your nose, because that's the biggest orifice where things come into your body that you would like to perhaps not have come into your body, like dangerous germs, viruses, allergens, that sort of thing. There's a pioneering suction fix that goes along with Navage, the nasal care system that I've been talking about now for about 3 or 4 months. It really is fabulous because it's all natural. That's why I get so excited about it, because I only talk about things that are natural. No drugs for me and no drugs for you, at least things that I'm going to talk about. So if you have allergens, if you're like I have allergies to hay and ragweed and stuff on my farm, I get sinusitis, common colds. This will help all of that stuff. The Navage salt pod capsules create a perfectly balanced nasal rinse. It takes just a second to do it. Approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Easy to take. Well, if you go to Navage.com, I can only tell you in 60 seconds a little bit to underscore how easy it is, how healthy it is, how natural it is. But you really do know. You get it. Clean noses mean a healthier life. And so make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Order the Navage, the nasal care system that actually works the natural way. Go to Navage.com. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Dr. Talia Young is here from Fishopedia. It's Fishadelphia. I don't know. I kept looking at Fishopedia and thinking, no.
But maybe we should buy the Fishopedia domain too.
I think you should. Actually, it's available, so help yourself. But Fishadelphia.com is where you can go to find out. So I asked you about this playlist. I was trying to figure out what. What I'm looking at some of these, the songs, True Colors by Cyndi Lauper, all of these things. So why do you have a focus on music on your website?
Well, we do a number of things with the young people, and part of it is making ourselves contemporary, especially on social media. And this is one of the things that the students thought was really important for us to do, especially in the pandemic, to be able to give people things that they could enjoy and be connected to us with. And the playlists were one of them.
What do you think, what surprised you most when you got into this? This is such a unique, really very narrow, focus on something that is important, granted. But what was your, when you first started working with the youngsters, what were you most surprised that they didn't know about fish?
That's so interesting. I might say, in some ways, I've been more surprised about what they do know about fish.
Really?
What's been so amazing is that we've been collecting, once we ended up getting a bunch of eel bycatch from some traps, and then we ended up.
I love
Hi. I assume that's your child there in the background. That's cool. Yeah.
And then we ended up selling a bunch of the eels to some of the student families, and then they sent us videos of how they process them.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, right. Like, you know how to process seafood that many of us don't know how to handle. And then it turns out a bunch of the kids joined the club because they like recreational fishing. And I was like, oh, of course. And that they sometimes, go recreational fish in the Delaware or wherever else. And we had another student join because he loved the environment and he was vegan.
Really?
Here you are, yes. There are often things that students don't know, right? But it's been also a joy to be thinking about what the students do know and why they're excited about it.
Mm-hmm. So how do you, and by the way, I was talking about the having community-supported agriculture, the CSAs. What about farmers' markets? I'm trying to think of some of the farmers' markets that I've been to and whether or not they had fish. Are you getting making headway there?
Yeah, we've been starting to sell at farmers markets, and I think we're going to sell at there's a
there's a community market that sells a lot of things, including like prepared food and textiles and a bunch of other stuff. And I think we're also going to try to sell there. So especially because outdoor sales is a good way to go right now.
Yeah. And then the business about the youngsters and what they do, this program has to cost money. How are you getting it funded? Is the city doing it like it was an educational part of the educational system, the school system?
We have a couple of grants from the feds, and then we earn some revenue from our fish sales. But our fish sales revenue covers the cost of our product, but doesn't totally cover our operational costs. And it doesn't cover our educational costs, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we have some grants to do that.
There's a lot of stuff to pick up here. And I could see, you know, people who have a lot of farms around my area have vendors that come in and sell various things like fish. And that's another angle.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Past the hour, the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, here for the beginning of our new year. How many of you, this is my time to, as my friend Bob Kay, the producer of this program, says, to opine my thoughts about the issues of the day relating to farmers, family farmers, the farm connection. So most of us have by now received from the U.S. Department of Agriculture their census of agriculture, which is required of us every single year. In fact, because I have two farms, I'm graced with two of these. I'm only going to fill out one of them. And the people actually in the USDA office here in my local area are tuned into this, but because records, it's pretty amazing when you get down to brass tacks, thinking how much the government knows about you and your business. And the more you apply for government aid for your farm, the more information they have about you. Some farmers are funny about this. Some farmers don't want people to know. Some people who aren't farmers don't want people to know. I am forever telling the story about the census taker who came to my farm. It was 2020. It was 2000. And we had our usual census of agriculture, well, the regular census. This is census of agriculture, but the they send, you know, around information every 10 years and you fill out a card and send it in. So some guy showed up at my doorstep one day and said, hi, I'm Fred, whatever his name was, and I'm from the U.S. government, and I'm here to talk to you about the census, the information that you didn't give us that we need to have. And so I looked at him, and I said, I'm not sure. I filled out the card, my name, my address, my age, and how many children I had, or whatever was supposed, the information was needed on the postcard. So he said, no, the government has a lot more information that they want from you. And I said, why does the government? Well, the government needs to know. I said, no, the government doesn't need to know. He said, well, I would like you to help me answer some of these questions. I said, no, I'm not going to help you answer any questions. There's nothing more the government needs to know about me is that this is where I live. That's the address they asked for. That's all they need in the census count to be able to figure out where representation ought to be in Congress. That's why they take the census for the most part. And I'm not giving you any more information. So he kept pressing me, kept asking me for more info. And I said, I'm not going to give you any more information. So he kind of walked away and talking to himself, got in his car and left. But when I see these forms, to go back to the census, the specifics of this particular census that we get every year aimed at agriculture, I think to myself, why is it that the government needs to have us fill out this form? It says in the introductory letter, you are required by law to respond. And they say, if you're not farming or ranching, please reply promptly so we can update our records. Well, what records do they have? And what, in your mind, do you think they need to know? Most of the farmers I know are a pretty independent lot, and they're not real quick to report on things that they don't think is any of the government's business. So if you look at this, as I said, I had two of them. You go through it page by page, understanding why it is that the government says you have to report if you don't own livestock, but you own land that's used in agriculture. You know, you got to go through. But never mind the forms itself. They send you a four-page document to tell you how to figure the answers to each of these various sections. And as I look at the document, it's what they have, section 30. They have 36 sections in this thing that you would easily spend a couple of hours going through. You're easily. If you're going to do it intelligently and honestly. But other than the fact that they want to know how much land you have, what do you rent, what do you own, that sort of stuff, and whether you have woodlands. One of the things, by the way, and I object to this, that's going to come from all of this is the connection of agriculture to climate change issues, or what they call climate change, global warming, all that stuff. They're trying to bring farmers in. And almost every day when I look at some of the news that comes from the National Farmers Union or comes from the American Farm Bureau Federation, there's something in there that shows that if you're doing any kind of farming at all, legislation on how to control waterways and how to take care of the soil that's being eroded by whatever is going on, so they think, on your farm, is part of the focus of the government. I say there's very little information they're going to get from me on that score. How about you? Questions and answers. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.